Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. When Jesus drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.'" So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the word of the Lord.
Today we meditate upon the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 29 through 48. We learn about the significance of the gift of ears to hear, eyes to see, mouths to speak God's praise, and hearts to believe. And so we learn this through the coming of Jesus to Jerusalem, the one who is the promised king, the son of David, to usher in his kingdom, and the one who is the promise of God's presence in our midst, as the temple of old showed the shadow of this reality of the incarnate glory of God. However, instead of seeing the temple as the place of God's presence, they made it into a den of robbers. Instead, the people of God were to gather at this place, the location where God promised his name to be present, for the benefit of his people, taking away their sin and bestowing upon them his own holiness. And you have two different people who listen to this message. On the one hand, the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people who declared war against him and tried to destroy him. On the other hand, you had those who were hanging on to his words. So those who had ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to believe and mouths to declare his praise, they went out with a loud voice, praising God and rejoicing for all the mighty works that they had seen. And they said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Now the Pharisees, some of them who had gathered there in the crowd, who did not have ears to hear, and who did not have eyes to see, and their hearts did not believe, but instead their mouths were filled with rebuking, and they told Jesus, "Teacher, you rebuke your disciples and stop them from praising you." And of course, Jesus answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. By the proclamation of who Jesus is and what Jesus does. You see, out of stones he makes sons of Abraham. That is, those who believe in the promise of the Messiah. But yet, we have a tendency to act like stones and not listen to Jesus and not to hang on to his words. We need Jesus to remove our hearts of stone. But in order to do that, Jesus had to become the stone that the builders rejected. So that as the temple must be destroyed in Jerusalem, this temple was a shadow of the reality of the Holy Incarnation. That God himself dwelt among us in bodily form. And so the temple of the body of Jesus must be destroyed. Destroyed for us because of our own sin and because of our own sinful nature that does not want to hear his word. Eyes don't want to see who Jesus is. Mouths do not want to proclaim his praise and hearts do not want to believe. But in order for Jesus to come and to restore us in our stony hearts, he himself in the incarnation has to take upon ears that can hear, eyes that can see, a mouth that can speak, so that although Jesus is the stone rejected by men, he is the living stone, chosen and precious by God. And those who are in Christ are also now living stones, being built up into a spiritual house. And as a building project, we are being built to have ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to believe who Jesus is and what he says he does and mouths to declare his praise. But we must understand that Jesus as a master sculptor is knocking off the sinful parts and smoothing out the rough edges as he builds us into this spiritual house. For this is the whole reason why he came. He came to bring peace with us and God and speak those words of peace into our ears. And as those words sink into our ears, they sink into our heart so that we can see him as the Prince of Peace. And then our mouth will declare his praise that he has given us peace with God. And now we can proclaim, blessed is he, the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.